freshness of pavement, the brightness of waves and the greyness of the sea. Never lost or never been misguided, we'd have never seen so shining. I've come from out of a handsome in Camden to a bar in the basement while all the while it rained. I've come around to the friendliest of faces,
discover right. our best home.
That's Jelly Fox with Best Home Life. Before that, Ted Leto and the Pharmacist, Biomusicology. Tim Heidecker with Fear of Death. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, Tim Heidecker is in the comedian? You're absolutely right. He also does kind of straight ahead music. And that song, Fear of Death, great song. Before that, Fruit Bats, Without Any Airs.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, time for more new music. This is a new song from Cult Stars from Mars, which is basically the band Fuzz Bubble. They now go by Cult Stars from Mars. Anyway, this song is Funny Face.
Drinking the Kool-Aid. feel better.
Tree that has no roots to call.
working on a project that will never see the light. You'll all end up with nothing if you don't put up a fight. We will put our foot down and refuse to be ignored. No, we found a map that told us where the gold is stored. And go. Time to get along.
Thank you.
That is The Cheap Cassettes with She Ain't Nothing Like You. Before that, Dwight Twilley Band, That I Remember. New stuff from Chris Church, Pillar to Post. Tom Curlis, Street Kids. The Split Squad with Hey DJ. And we started that whole set off with Cult Stars from Mars and Funny Face. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay. More new stuff next. This is actually from the Hollywood Stars. They came out with a new single called The Bottom. They were active back in the late 70s and sort of disappeared, but came back as cult favorites, and they have a new song out called The Bottom. We'll be right back.
see you there. Across the waves of steel, head out, I'm heading out. I'll see you there. Across the rusted fields, out beyond the mills, radioactive fields, went out into the night. We got right. We got right.
Time you hear this, it will be too late. By the time you hear this, I'll be far away. Moving out at the break of dawn, moving out past the guns and on. All of those times that I missed you, but you weren't missing me. You called it self-improvement.
That's the high watermarks with The Best Day. Before that, new stuff from They Might Be Giants, Moonbeam Rays. Before that, more new music from The Canals, Rusted Fields. That really sounds like some classic Canals. And some of the newer songs are a little bit different. Good, but that seems like classic Canals song there. Before that, Dylan Fence, Something For You. And we started that set off with The Hollywood Stars and The Bottom. Well, I want to thank you for joining me for this edition of Breakfast for Dinner. Good news, there is a encore presentation back on the schedule. Thursdays at 1 p.m. So if you miss the show or you want to listen to it again, Thursdays at 1 p.m. is your ticket. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up this show with the Manhattan Transfer and Operator. I don't know why, I just like this song. I was jamming to it the other day. So I figured, you know, I'm going to put it on the radio. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope you tune in again next time. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Want your baby to be born healthy. Want your son to make it home from the war, fully able to rejoin his people. My American heart. Want your job to help you feed your family. you build a home that houses generations of joy. My American heart knows you're more than just a labor body. Who's ever able body ever folded? Wellness won't have much in the way. I hope your children and grandchildren them safety from without and within. My American heart wishes safety for my own family too. No one I have to keep them safe from you, but nevertheless here we are in a difficult conversation. Well, that just might go on for years, but in this difficult conversation road, carrying everybody's load.
talk to me a while. Ain't you stop and talk to me a while?
I woke up early Sunday morning, threw on a t-shirt and some jeans. On the beach, the sun was rising over rough and churning seas. I don't know why the sea is angry, but I'm feeling angry too, all alone, living without you. 10 years from now, Paris, walking by the Seine, thinking of all the good times, mostly brings me pain. I know I'll never lay with you again. I poured a second cup of coffee, flopped into my favorite chair. I thought I heard you in the hallway, but when I looked, you were not there. Sometimes the silence fills my brain, and I don't know what to do, all alone, living without you. 10 years from now, afternoon was hot and sunny when friends and family said goodbye. The preacher talked about your goodness, but all I could think of was your eyes. The way you looked into me, the love behind the blue, all alone and living all alone. Living all alone and hardly living without you.
Shackles on the rear and jacked up high. Slant six rubbing and ready to fly. Blast pack mufflers making a noise. Look out, boys, this ain't no toy. Rag tops down, I got a foot of lead. Strong winds are blowing on past my head. Topped off with the racer's edge. All four wheels got brand new treads. 63 63 63 63. I feel free in my 63. I feel free in my 63. Metal flake paint, not a spot of rust. Ford and Chevy can't eat my dust.
Watch my wheels and hear me peel. Burning rubber begins to squeal. They're playing our song on the radio. Tell your mama you gotta go. The title's mine and I got the key. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. 63. I feel free in my 63. I feel free in my 63.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
So now that we're getting into really the meat of the 2022 midterm elections, we've had some primaries, we have a bunch of other primaries coming up. We are getting into the farcical cringe stage of many of these candidacies, and we're going to look at a couple of different candidates and ads today. We're going to start with Mehmet Oz. Mehmet Oz is running for Senate. He's running in the Republican primary in Pennsylvania. He's been endorsed by Trump. But as we saw yesterday in some clips from the weekend's rally, many Trumpists aren't thrilled with Mehmet Oz. And one of the reasons that they're not thrilled with Mehmet Oz is that really he has a decade plus of saying stuff about politics that aligns more with the Democratic than the Republican Party. I think Mehmet Oz is completely unqualified. He's done quack doctor stuff on TV for years. He's dishonest, all these different things. But it is also true that at least some of his positions historically have lined up more with the Democratic Party than the Republican Party. This includes his views on guns. Early in the pandemic, he was more aligned with the pro-science side, which was the more left-leaning side, let's be frank. And he's recently had to change a lot of these positions. And he now has a completely, it almost seems satirical ad where he's firing guns. And the thing about this is the first level of cringe would be someone running and in a serious manner having these views about guns and doing these types of videos where they're out on the range firing at clay pigeons and this type of thing. The second layer of cringe is what Oz is doing, which is it doesn't even seem like it's genuine. He's pandering with this stuff, even though it doesn't align with the Mehmet Oz that we've known for a decade. So we're going to look at the ad. And if you're not watching, if you're just listening, I will mention that there's a particular shot where it sort of looks like Oz is shooting and hitting a clay pigeon. These are like these discs that are thrown into the air. But if you look at how it's cut, it's very obvious that they filmed him firing the weapon and then later filmed the clay pigeon exploding. And it's pretty damn obvious that Oz didn't hit the clay pigeon. Not that it matters. It's all absurd. So let's look at the ad and then we'll talk about it.
My father taught me how to handle my first gun. I taught my son Oliver how to do the same. I've been shooting and hunting my whole life. So when people say I won't support guns, they're dead wrong. Boom! Other conservatives know that I'm strong on the Second Amendment. Ted Nugent, Rick Perry, President Trump. But our Second Amendment is not just about hunting. It's about our constitutional right to protect ourselves from intruders.